CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, Gatestone, Newsweek, and The Hill, joins me as my colleague and the subject of the People's Republic of China and nuclear weapons. Gordon, a very good evening to you. It has been a theme of the PRC through many leadership changes that nuclear weapons are not emphasized, though that we know they exist. In fact, I think there have been bragging points over the decades. The PRC has only built nuclear weapons to the minimum extent. Do I remember correctly, and what do we know to be the facts on the ground? Good evening, Gordon.
Good evening, John. Well, after Mao Zedong, who bragged about nukes all the time, yes, Chinese leaders have become less public about it. But they've allowed their flag officers to threaten the use of nukes from time to time. What we're seeing right now is the massive building of silos. Two revelations. 119 silos in the Gansu Desert, and perhaps 110 silos in the Xinjiang. Plus, there are some additional silos being built in Inner Mongolia. And this really has suggested to everybody that China's moving away from a minimal deterrent theory to one of actual war fighting. And that, of course, undercuts their no first use pledge.
Nuclear warheads they do possess. Do we have any knowledge, any certainty of how many warheads, what kind of warheads? Is there anything approaching a credible number, Gordon?
Well, there's numbers that have been often used, 300 to 400, but China refuses to disclose its warhead count. Because remember, there's also mobile launchers on land, plus submarine launched missiles, plus ones carried by their H-6K bombers. But China refuses to be drawn into discussions with either Russia or the United States on this.
Yep. We welcome someone to help us, especially with recent reporting of the Chinese authorities building new silos, throughout, as Gordon mentioned, new silos that we can see from space very easily. Peter Husey is Director of Strategic Deterrence Studies of the Mitchell Institute of the Air Force Association. Before we turn to the Biden administration, let's look at the Xi administration in Beijing. Peter, you've seen these same photographs. They were taken by a commercial enterprise, commercial satellite. The Chinese were quite pleased, I suspect, that we can see their new construction. However, how do you interpret this? Is there a change of thinking in Beijing? Is this a turn in the road to build new silos? Good evening to you, Peter.
Good evening, John, and thank you, Gordon. Yes, the Chinese have decided to take the tarp off the secret pile of whatever they're doing. And that is, if you notice, the United States did a military exercise that showed us we lost a fight over Taiwan quickly to China and badly. The Chinese know this. Recently, Japan said, we, Japan, are coming to the defense of Taiwan if you threaten them. China, for the first time any nuclear power has done this, threatened to nuke Japan back to oblivion. This is the first time a nuclear armed power has said this to a non-nuclear armed power. You add those two things up, and then you ask yourself, as Gordon said, the Chinese don't tell us how many warheads they have. So it's a battle between Americans and other observers of guessing. Well, they took the tarp off, as I said, and we found 250 silos. And this is what the commander of U.S. Strategic Forces, Admiral Richard, has been talking about now for good 6 to 9 months. That the Chinese are engaging in the fastest buildup of nuclear weapons in their history, certainly. And they've tested more ballistic missiles, for example, in the last year than the rest of the world combined. And then you look at the size of these missiles, the silos, they're around 10 feet. That's exactly the size needed to put a DF-41 in. It's the same size as our missile silos out in Wyoming that hold our peacekeeper that now is retired. There are 10 warhead missiles. What's 10 warheads on a D-541 times 260 silos? You can do the math. That would be basically 350% of the on-alert weapons the United States now has. And it would be nearly double the number of warheads we have in our entire force that's now deployed on a day-to-day basis. This is serious stuff. And as a friend of mine said, you don't cover the silos with canopies, which they've done in some areas, if you're building what some wags have said are wind towers. Wind towers can be up to 14 feet in diameter, wouldn't fit in these holes. On the other hand, there is a wind farm near one of them, but these are 4 miles apart. You don't build windmills that are 4 miles apart. You'd go broke building the cables for the electricity.
Peter, detail here. The Chinese are not preparing for war with Mars. Does this scale make sense for what we understand to be a nuclear conflict, or is this... It's like Dr. Strangelove, the doomsday machine. At that scale, what will they have left to rubble?
Well, what they're looking at is to intimidate us. Gordon knows full well the role of coercion and blackmail in international affairs. They don't want to have to launch nuclear weapons at us. They just want to threaten it. And given the fact that they conventionally control the environment around Taiwan now, we're not capable of getting them out of Taiwan if they're there. We can't do the Saddam Hussein thing of kicking him out of Kuwait. If we have a war of attrition, we lose because we don't have the stockpile of ammo, weapons, missiles, or anything. We have to deter them. And the Chinese are basically saying, we are going to deter you, America, from defending Taiwan. And if that takes a couple thousand nuclear warheads, as far as China's concerned, they're going to spend $33 billion on the silos, probably another $40 billion on the missiles. That's serious business. You're not doing this because, as Gordon says, you want to deter the United States from attacking China. You want to deter the United States from coming to the defense of its friends. And that's the Chinese anger at Japan, saying that they would come to the defense of Taiwan.
Gordon, you have a question for Peter.
Peter, a number of American defense analysts have talked about how our land-based part of the triad is vulnerable and outdated. Yet China seems to be doubling down on land-based fixed silos. Yes. What do you make of this?
I thought the comment from my friend Hans Christensen at the Federation of American Scientists, who has been trying to kill ICBMs in the United States for decades. He was asked this question by the writers of the New York Times article about this. And he said, well, the Chinese are very clever. They've figured out a way to launch ballistic missiles out of a silo before they're attacked. Well, that's what we have heard about hair trigger and destabilizing and, use them or lose them. And that's why we've been criticized for building the things. But Hans now says that, well, the Chinese are very clever. They figured out a way to launch the rockets before we get them. And what that tells me is these are first strike weapons, as a number of very important analysts, Mark Schneider and others at the National Institute of Public Policy have said, these are designed to threaten the United States with a preemptive attack if we come to the defense of Taiwan. And to me, it's very simple.
Coming to the U.S. and the Biden administration, a statement from the Nuclear Weapons Council dated July says that the proposed Biden administration request for weapons program at the Energy Department's National Nuclear Security Administration, NNSA, which I believe means the nukes, is minimally sufficient. Minimally sufficient to answer the Chinese provocation, minimally sufficient to what end, Peter?
Well, what it is it basically will, as the budget was planned previously, it barely gets us there. As the council itself says, we have introduced what they call operational risk into our programs by doing this. In fiscal 22 and beyond, you're going to need a plus up of at least 3 to 5% real growth, which the good news is the Senate Armed Services Committee added $25 billion to the defense budget and emphasized in particular the need for more nuclear weapons spending. And the House Armed Services Committee, some of the Democrats are now saying, we have to do that, too. The Republicans are pretty much unanimous on the committee. I think you'll see an increase in the House between 17 and 25 billion. That's over and above the president's proposal. That would get you to close to the 5% growth that you need that the 2018 National Security Commission recommended. So the appropriators haven't done that yet. They are the guys who, write the final budget. But at least we are now moving in the right direction. Not unlike what Newt Gingrich did and Congressman Kurt Weldon and others in 1995 and 6, when they pushed the Clinton administration to increase defense by $60 billion over 5 years, after having been cut dramatically after the end of the Cold War.
Peter Husey is the Director of Strategic Deterrence Studies of the Mitchell Institute of the Air Force Association. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, Gatesow Newsweek in the Hill. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.